flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Over Jones, welcome to Ben Tremapia. Exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Thank you for joining us for episode number 69. What?
Wasn't 69 noise. Last week?
Oh, 420.
Okay, there you go.
Whatever.
There we go.
Episode number 420, exclusively.
For Twomp on Odyssey, yes.
Yeah, baby.
1 week from today, we'll be up in Woodinville. Hopefully, you can stop by for our 20th anniversary launch party with a new beer from Black Raven. The lager is out. It's on draft and in cans. Hopefully, you can find it. If not, join us for a live broadcast, absolutely free. Great location. It's going to be a fun afternoon, so hopefully you can stop by and have a few beers with us.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Man. Kick the weekend off right.
Who's getting hammered if Mike's not?
It will be a nice, tame event for your boy.
Yeah. Good news for us, which we do every year. We're taking that Monday off after the Super Bowl.
That is correct.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the Super Bowl, apparently we are going on the Daily Migs morning show on Monday. They've got a challenge involving us making some food. So we'll find out all that crap. But that, to me, is more exciting than the game is going to be the, fucking food spread. Because it's not that I don't think the game is going to be good. It's just that I just don't care about either team. I hope it's a good game.
Sure.
But either way, whoever wins are going to be like, fuck them.
It's become an American staple. And somebody had mentioned earlier, like, the Super Bowl is not officially a holiday, but it is. It's an unofficially official holiday because it's not about the game. It's about getting everybody together. It's about watching the commercials. It's about watching the halftime show. It's about all the food that you're going to eat, the drinks that you're going to have, man. I love Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll go blue in the face saying this next couple weeks. Like, you don't have to be a sports fan to enjoy the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
No. Like, do you like hanging out with your friends and eating food that you normally wouldn't eat and drinking for no reason?
Right.
If you do.
90% of the country hates the teams that play anyway.
You know, right. That is a very, no matter who's playing, most people in the country, not fans of those teams.
And you're only going to hear one story the entire week. Who's Jason Kelce rooting for?
Yeah.
He's a fucking Eagle, guys.
Exactly.
This is pretty basic shit.
Right.
I mean, Andy Reid was an Eagle. He's not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Chief.
Who's Taylor Swift rooting for? Right, she was an Eagles fan before she started effing Travis.
All this crap. You know, and then, well, that's fine. I mean, when the game comes, I wonder.
I was always a Commanders fan, so I started effing Seahawks fans.
Yeah.
And that's a very blunt way to put it, but it's the truth.
Yeah. I wonder how, like, I know, Ted, you'll get that shit probably next week, all the side bets, the prop bets.
Oh, yeah.
How many times will they show Taylor Swift
or
whatever the
length
deal.
Of the anthem?
Who's doing the anthem this year? Do we know?
Oh, look that up.
I don't know.
We should look that up.
Well, you know what? It's New Orleans. So it's probably going to be somebody from there because you're going to be able to find someone to do it.
I wouldn't go that far.
Why is that?
Well, Lil Wayne should be doing the halftime show. We got Kendrick.
Well, right. Yeah, that's a good point.
But I think the NFL picks that more than the hometown.
Yeah.
Like the hometown, I think they throw him a bone and go like, hey, man, national anthem, rep your city, right? Everyone's still going to watch. Halftime, the NFL's like,
All right, you're right. It's John Baptiste.
All right.
Oh, nice.
But here's the thing. I guarantee you, it's New Orleans, all right? Nothing fucking changes in New Orleans. You can go to New Orleans. It is the same. There's no new building up. It's the same shit. When we were there, Beyonce blew the fucking power grid. Right. They haven't changed a thing on that power grid. It is the same.
You think it happens again?
I don't know, but in theory it could.
No, they did actually change it.
Did they?
They updated it?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. Because
there was something with, like, it was something just stupid. Basically, like, they just plugged too much stuff into, like, some giant outlet. And they're like, all right, we won't do that again.
One power strip.
Well, because, I mean, look, they just had the national title there.
Okay, all right.
Or the Sugar Bowl there. So, I mean, they've had other big events since that Super Bowl.
Ted, I'm not kidding you, man. When we went there, that Super Bowl, they had not really redone the Superdome yet. So I know they have. Mm-hmm. Their big thing that year was we cleaned the roof. And they did. They scrubbed the roof. Okay.
God.
Well, I needed it.
Yeah.
But
finally.
As far as stadiums go, it's amazing how big it is. It's amazing how convenient it is. I mean, you can be on Bourbon Street and walk to the game, which is awesome. Nice. But when we were there, it had not been redone. And I swear to God, you've got a bigger television in your house right now than they had on the screens in the 2 inches.
Oh, no.
They didn't have any screens. When you went to concessions,
you couldn't see the game either.
So you don't think about that until we're in line for a beer, and I just hear the crowd go, rah.
We have no idea what's going on.
I had to look down the tunnel back to the seats, and I just see a bunch of people in red with their hands up. So I looked at Miles and said, bad for us, good for 49ers players, all right? So maybe 45 seconds later, there's another big roar. I look down the tunnel again. People in purple have jumped. I said, good for us, bad for 49ers fans. Still didn't know what happened. So
just looking at this Techno Bowl up there on the screen.
No, I had to watch the Super Bowl on tape later to see what we missed. And as I understand it, I believe either they got a turnover, which is what the big roar was, and we like stopped them from getting a touchdown was our roar, or vice versa, like where they hit a big play, which is why they roared, and then we got a turnover. But I'm not, whatever it was significant to the game.
Yeah. You couldn't see any of the highlights. You couldn't see any of the replays.
No, there's no TVs.
Well, they're just so small. I mean, high schools have
better. Oh, you mean in the stadium?
Yeah, high schools have better facilities as far as the screen.
In Texas, they certainly do.
Jesus Christ.
You ain't missing anything in Texas.
So, you know, and then Jacoby Jones, he returns one for a touchdown. You couldn't really see it because the smoke was still in the fucking dome for Beyonce.
So, of course, you guys were up in the nose.
You were looking up to see the replay. You couldn't see through the smoke to see the replay. You couldn't see on the field. Like,
maybe don't do pyro in a dome.
Right.
They will. The ventilation doesn't work.
We didn't think about it. You know, like she did her thing, fucking whatever, and she trails off. And when the power was on for a couple of minutes, we realized, like, Beyonce's gone at this point. The players are back on the field, and there is this massive cloud of black smoke hovering above.
Because when she blew the power, that also blew the power.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
to the vents in the air conditioning units.
Oh, sure. So it's not pumping
for that,
anything.
No, there's no air. There's no air moving through the fireplace, man. So
how stale just, did
they
get in
they
there?
Still do it all the time. I mean, it happens every national title game. It's just like,
no, you're right, man.
Stop with the so much fireworks
in
inside.
In a dome!
But I will say this.
Right, it's not like you can just crack a window.
As far as New Orleans is concerned, the cups that they use, they were Super Bowl commemorative cups. Oh, yeah. I believe I still have mine. They were big, right? And the beer there was $5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely.
The prices, the concession, that was what blew my mind. It was almost like you're at the Masters. They're like, you've gone back in time, and they had reasonably priced stuff everywhere in New Orleans, whether you're going out to dinner. They don't really, other than the hotels and the flights going in, you're not getting gouged in the city of New Orleans. It's just not feasible based on the fact that Louisiana.
Bourbon Street, like, I've only been there once, but I mean, like, if you go to O'Brien's, right, that's the place that invented the hurricane.
Yeah.
And it's lovely, right? And I don't know how to explain it. It's better there. Go get one there. But that's priced like you would expect. You sit out in the garden. Every other bar, it's like you buy one beer, and it's like, you get four.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, they're like get drunk
and take it with you if you leave here.
You can walk out.
Yeah, exactly.
With it.
It was wild.
And like because you don't think about it. You know, like, hey, we're going to go to the next bar, and everyone starts chugging their beer. And the bouncer, not just us. I mean, you would see different parties. The bouncer's like, hey, I know you guys are getting ready to leave. Take it with you. And you know, that, like, are you sure? They're like, yeah, man. Like in New Orleans, they don't even understand the concept of why you couldn't drink. Just grab your drink and walk out of the bar. So they're like. Yeah, man, if you want to drink, fucking drink. That's what you're on Bourbon Street, for Christ's sake.
I've been banging that drum since the pandemic, man. Because remember, they loosened that around here. Like, if you want to walk around with a drink, you're fine. Like, can't we just make that a thing now?
Because here's the thing. A lot of people already do it.
Right.
And they're doing it irresponsibly.
Let's be honest. Drinking in the street, that is just a nuisance ticket to annoy people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the people just don't want homeless people sitting there on the corner drinking, but, like...
But guess what?
Does it
They're
really
doing
matter
it anyway.
If I... Like, if anything, it's almost smarter that I'm walking to the Seahawks game. Who gives a crap if I'm drinking a beer?
Well, the thing is, am I doing anything?
And you've got energy drinks, you've got sparkling water that has cans that look like beer cans, so don't tell me it's about the kids.
Right.
Everything looks like you're drinking at this point. Yeah. Why do you care?
Well, you know what? Even in New Orleans, if you want to take your beer next door, you can take a bottled beer next door. But if you got a draft or if you got a drink, they'll pour it in plastic... cup.
Sure, they want to keep their cups.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like you're breaking glass in the street. You know, you're not. It's not something like that. Well, we don't want bottles to break, and you know, have to clean up glass. Blah 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 blah. It's a bunch of shit. I think there's three or four places in the United States where you can take a beer outside.
Isn't Pennsylvania? I think
Savannah, Georgia has got one.
Okay,
Savannah, Georgia's one. Las Vegas is two.
Sure. Okay.
That's one of the reasons I love Vegas.
New Orleans is three. And that might be it, man. I mean, I don't really know. Maybe Austin. Can you walk around with a beer in Austin?
I don't think
Nashville,
so.
Maybe.
I didn't see
seven places you can legally drink on the streets. You got Fredericksburg, Texas. You've got Hood River, Oregon. You've got Las Vegas.
Hood River, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
That's an odd one.
New Orleans. You got Savannah, Georgia, like you said. Sonoma, California, you can do it. Memphis. And that's it. That's one that I got here.
Probably on, what is that called?
Beale Street.
And I've never been to Memphis. I don't know anything about it.
If you're on Beale Street, Memphis is great.
Well, I just don't know.
If you're on Beale Street.
Holy cow. Yeah, there's a whole
Memphis
bunch of
pretty,
them.
Memphis.
It's hood as fuck.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it, man. It is hood as fuck and there's Beale Street.
Gainesville doesn't care. The entire state of Indiana does not care.
What do you mean? You can just drink anywhere in Indiana? No one gives a fuck?
Pretty much, yeah. Indiana allows the consumption of alcohol.
That should be their tourist slogan.
Come drink anywhere. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with like when you're tailgating, right? Like, obviously, the cops know you're all drinking. There's no way you're legally allowed to drink at a college campus just by your car. But
you're not.
You put it in a cup. Even just put it in a koozie. Mm-hmm. The cop ain't an idiot.
No.
He sees you drinking a pop, but like you put in a koozie, it's enough for them to go, okay.
What do they say every time? Fine. Put in the fucking cup, man.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you what.
I want plausible deniability. Otherwise, I have to give you a fucking ticket. I don't feel like it. I know you're drinking. Put it in the fucking
cup.
But
I will say this about college football, and especially UW. They treat adults like adults. In other words, like Ted said, I've been to a couple tailgates there. You can drink. There's not police monitoring the parking lot as much. Everyone is very well behaved, blah, blah, blah. You get into the stadium. You can buy a beer like a responsible adult. You can buy a drink like a responsible adult. At halftime, Seahawks, they let you leave the stadium.
Right.
You can go back out to your car. You can go get a couple beers. You can go outside and smoke a cigarette. You can re-enter into the stadium. You can buy more beer up into the fourth quarter. So as far as other sporting events where You go to a Kraken game, you're locked in.
Which is stupid. Like, look, I mean, you make me put this shit on my fucking phone on your fucking app. So if I do, well, other than the smoking section, if I do run across the street to the bar, why can I not? It's still my fucking phone. You know that you
fucking
scanned
it. You don't have six tickets.
It.
You don't have six tickets in your pocket.
And it's still on my fucking app. Right. Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, with the app, which I hate that shit. But the thing with the app is, like, you absolutely should be able to re-enter. Right. Like,
and that's an NFL policy. Yeah. That's not just.
Well, and there is some college stadiums, like, the rules have changed. But, like, if you go to, like, Georgia or Notre Dame, unless you're in a suite, Notre Dame seems odd. It's those people, but, like, Georgia, I get. People are getting so hammered. They're like, no more. Wisconsin had to do the same thing.
Well, it's their Wisconsin.
Their fans were getting so drunk, they were like, all right, tailgate, come in, but you can't drink. We're not going to sell beer in here.
Right.
But, like, my brother, he talks all the time at the Maryland games. He's like, and I've sat in their seats. Like, they kept moving them up. But, like, my dad, before he passed, he had gotten older. But it's beautiful. You walk up the 10 rows, there's a bathroom, there's a beer stand, and a Chick-fil-A.
What the fuck? Get out of here.
It's awesome.
It's like dying and going to heaven.
In the stadium.
Shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Very
that's
cool.
Why he's always like, I love tailgating, but our seats are great.
All right. Let's see here. Hopefully we'll see you next week at the Lunchroom 20th anniversary lager launch party.
It's going to be fun.
In Woodinville, the Black Raven Brewery.
Yes, indeed. I plan on drinking my fucking face off.
No, I don't.
No, I don't want to make it as obvious as you.
Yeah, that's fair.
The thing is, you were chugging and everyone's cheering. I just like to keep drinking my beer because I know the bosses are watching me, but it never looks like I'm getting hammered. That's the secret, you see?
Yeah.
Secret.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.